We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore
Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizz, and I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I shotgun White Claws. You guys know the drill. And I want to give a shout out to William C. Sutton. Thanks for listening, my man.
Is that a Twitter or an Instagram hit?
Twitter.
Hey, coaches, I was watching the XFL this weekend.
Okay.
And I was like, dang, really? Now I can truly say I don't know the who's or the what's what.
No, you can always say that.
No, but like, really, I know who Mahomes is. I know who Brady is. I know who the players are in NFL. Coach, XFL, watch it. Good luck remembering any of those names.
I am so hyped.
What an S show.
Like, I am so hyped about today. Like, there is so much to talk about because the XFL is a disaster, but it's so awesome at the same time.
Agreed.
The football is terrible. Like, it's not very good football.
I saw one of the scores was 6-3 in the third. Coach, I'm turning that off in the first.
Well, I hate to tell you, there's some NFL games that are 6-3 in the third, but this is
ugly. I ain't watching them.
You know what needs to be a thing?
Tell me.
We need to play squares every weekend because in the XFL,
if you get a 6 or a 3, you win.
Coach, the number could be anything because there's the 3-point conversion, the 2-point conversion, the 1-point conversion. I mean, you can get any possible number. In the NFL, if you get a 5-9, you're screwed.
I was going to say, those are the screw you numbers.
Yeah,
right?
I know. XFL, coach, you can get that in the first quarter.
Hey! XFL. I saw a team
in XFL, they had a negative score the other day.
The absolute drama, the weirdness of the XFL has just captivated me. Like, the drama that goes on around it, I started thinking back to Eddie's point. Is it all made up?
Ooh.
Now, I'm not... Oh. No.
Love it. Love
I'm not going to say the scoring and the touchdowns are made up, but the drama around the team. Because there's a quarterback, McGloin. I don't know who he plays for. I couldn't tell you.
Might be the Raw Dogs.
I think he plays for the
70 Sexters?
I think he's on the New York Knickers.
Knickers?
The Neckers.
The Neckers.
Yeah.
New Jersey Jerkers.
Hey, New Jersey Jerk-Offs.
Let's go Jerk-Offs.
There's five dudes in the stands.
He's playing terrible, and at halftime, I think he had 2 or 3 interceptions, and he's going off the field, and this girl interviews him. And she's like, hey, you know, what's going on? What do you need to change? He goes, everything. Terrible game plan.
Dude, he's going right after the head coach.
He goes, everything about the game plan is terrible and awful, and it needs to change. So then coming out of halftime, they go back to that girl, and she's like, well, I talked to the head coach, Gilbride, and he said, the game plan is great. Our quarterback's playing terrible. He's not very good.
Guys.
And I'm like, is this just like the WWE where they talk trash to each other? But he got benched. They put him on the bench. They put his ass on the bench.
Hey, that's what he gets.
You heard about the interview, dude. The coach was pissed.
No, because the girl went to the coach and said, hey, he says the game plan's terrible. What do you have to say?
Hey, next week. Okay.
And he says, no, the quarterback just sucks. I mean,
I will say, right? I saw the clip on Twitter, so I knew it was going to be a funny clip. If I would have been watching that crap live and the quarterback goes, our game plan sucks right now.
Coach,
I would have spit out my beer if I was watching that live.
Because you don't ever see that in like the NFL. It's all polished and they only talk to the coaches going to halftime and it's, you know, canned answers. XFL, they just tell you the truth. They just tell you how they're feeling.
You're telling me Brady's a canned answer? I just want to say I love my wife at home.
Oh, wait, first of all,
watching the game.
Before we get to anything, I want to say hi to my wife. I love you at home and the kids. You guys should be in bed by now. All right, what's the question?
Okay, Brady. He's going to ham it up
so
now.
So next week it's going to be that head coach versus the quarterback?
Yeah, it's like
you're writing the script already, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're still in Hollywood trying to polish it out.
It's pretty weird, but I mean, I didn't watch any more of that. That's really all I watched of it. And then I did see that they stacked a beer thing. Beer snake.
Oh wow,
the fans.
We're not talking
about what's on the field.
We're talking about in the stadium.
I thought the players they're doing shotguns. They're doing pyramids.
75-foot-long snake of beer cups spanning 9 rows at the XFL game.
So that's everyone put 1 beer in.
Well,
because there were only that many people at the game, right?
No, there was in Seattle. I think they said there was 26,000 people.
No, that's 26,000 people that ain't got S going on in their lives.
No, they are doing a good job. Okay, yeah, it does look pretty empty.
Yeah, coach, come on.
I don't know what game this is, though, dude. Look, I mean, but look at the beer, the beer snake. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Pretty good. Look, wow. Coach, there's only 10 people there.
Right. I'm just saying they're doing a good job of embracing the party atmosphere. They're embracing everything that is different, and I think they're doing a good job. I think the XFL has legs. Like the celebration in the locker room. Did you see the Bud Light Seltzer by the Raw Dogs?
It's sponsored, right?
Has to be.
Because all the Raw Dogs do the shotgun.
Well, yeah, but they did the long snapper. Coach,
what somebody was
it's
saying?
It's Roughneckers.
Or Roughneckers. No, gotta be careful with the uckers.
Hey. They
what are the rough uggers? What are they, dude?
the long snapper snaps it to the holder who tosses it up to the kicker, and the kicker chugs it. And I'm like, all right, this is fun.
Are they going to bring that to the field, though? They got to start drinking during the game.
Drop pass, hey. one drink.
Right.
Interception.
Timeout,
two drinks.
Guys are doing shotguns. Right.
Hey, did you hear that? I was watching the Raw Dogs. And I think they were playing.
Was it on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday?
Last night.
Okay.
Oh, they were playing. They were playing the Seattle Suckers.
No. St. Louis.
Oh yeah,
they were playing
St.
Louis.
Okay.
And there was a review on the play, and I really do love hearing the dude commentary while he's reviewing.
You're talking about Xbox controller.
Xbox controller. He's looking at the play. He's looking at the screen one, screen two. Guys, this is obviously he's down by contact. He's like, okay, let me check the. He's like, let me check the score here. There's no camera on the freaking scoreboard, guys. You're doing it to me again. Damn it!
No, we didn't.
Oh, coach. He's like, you did it to me again. Damn it! I need a certain shot on the scoreboard. You guys are killing me,
coach. They gotta tell
That's
him.
That's great.
They gotta tell him he's live.
They gotta tell. He forgets, coach. No, he thinks he's playing Xbox with the kids.
He knows he's live, and that's what the XFL wants. They want to see that inside frustration,
damn
so
it.
The fans can
damn
see
it.
That.
Jimmy, again, I told you the damn scoreboard, son of a.
I got no damn scoreboard, Chad. How am I supposed to figure the play?
That's great.
It's awesome.
Hey, and then he goes, okay, all right. So what's the call on the field? Yo, refs, what's the call on the damn field? Oh, it's incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. Thank you, son of a.
And the ref's like, what a dick.
Coach, golly, he's almost in a bad mood.
You get to hear that. You think he goes home, watches, like, oh, I need to be easier on these guys. Damn, I really went hard on Jimmy there for not getting the camera on the scoreboard.
I mean, yeah, I didn't, like I said, I didn't watch much of it, but you watch highlights and you. The XFL has got legs, people.
Yes.
There's people there.
Coach, here's the thing. When the kids come in the room and they're watching it for a second and they're like, what's happening? Football again? I don't understand. Like, who is
it? Doesn't matter.
Who are these teams? What's going on? Coach, I don't see it sticking.
I'm telling you, I can't turn a game on because if my girl sees me watch one, she's going to know I'm gambling again. There's no way in hell I'm watching some B-League football and be okay at the
There's
crib.
No way,
there
coach. You go into the
there.
Sports bar. Coach, you go
coach,
into the sports bar
and it's
on a Saturday.
No, I'm coming
Listen.
In. I'm coming in on, right after him for the sports bar.
There
comment.
Are all these college basketball games and then an XFL screen. Like, what is that doing there? And there was even the bar I went to, a seniors golf game. Get that crap off of there. Duke's playing right now.
Coach, I went to three bars. The main thing was the Duke game they had on.
Yeah.
And then you got some other crap or basketball. Maybe they would have an XFL TV, but two of the bars didn't.
Hockey.
I can't really bring myself to ask them, hey, can you throw on the XFL? I sound like a damn loser. I need it to become a little bit more popular. Coach, when
it's 2 weeks
when
in, and look at how much people talk about it.
Listen,
look
at it's just us three right now.
Look at all the coverage it gets.
It is getting coverage.
It's getting coverage.
When there's
all
a Twitter
the
post,
time.
It's getting 5 million views when they do their shotguns.
Exactly.
Is Schefter, is he getting any inside information?
No, like, he hasn't got any trades or anything
guys,
like that.
I just got something from the Raw Nuts.
Oh, just in the LA Loose Lips, they released their kicker.
When are the Loose Lips going to have breaking news that Schefter can go after?
I don't know. Schefter takes he's working on the NFL draft. He's okay. Not really
no,
worried
the
about
XFL
it.
Sends there him is going breaking to... news, and he just deletes it as spam.
It goes straight to spam.
That's Schefter's kid. You know, he's trying to follow in dad's footsteps, so he's going to XFL because he doesn't want to take his dad's job in the NFL.
Right,
he's
like,
he's learning the ropes.
Right.
But the spam one is great. Now,
holy
Ray,
crap.
Your girl has to know you're gambling because your reaction to the dunk contest obviously shows you gambled
Coach,
on that guy.
She was in bed. She was in bed.
Did you see him drunk with his shirt off?
What's wrong with you?
The final leg of a
party. Who's that chick that posted the video?
She's my buddy's wife.
Oh, okay. Now, I was like, Coach, your chick's asleep, and you got a girl filming you with your shirt off and yelling at the TV.
When your final leg of a parlay concludes with a 50-50 dunk contest, when you narrowed out two of the guys and you know either one of the two is going to win, and you tell your buddy, hey, I'm pretty confident in this, and you actually win, that was a great conclusion.
How much did you win?
It was like $100.
That's good.
That was my climax, because I had no – Derrick Jones did not deserve to win that.
I didn't think so either.
Oh my gosh, Aaron Gordon got screwed again.
Whoa, Coach.
I
you can't.
I got the timestamp.
What's wrong with you?
What the absolute dude? Whatever.
Hey, what's the bet that you texted me on?
I did
on Friday night. This dude texted me. He's like, put all your money on.
Hold on.
I'm in rebuilding phase right now on my Bovada.
Whoa. Why are we rebuilding? I thought you got a couple referrals.
I got referral money, so now I'm trying to turn it into big money.
Yes. Okay. And so, no. I going back to the dunk contest, didn't watch it, but I was watching it as it posted on Twitter, and, dude, Gordon got robbed.
Yeah.
In my opinion, he got robbed.
Gordon did the dunking?
Oh, God.
The football player?
He was clean.
And then...
What Gordon?
Aaron.
Yes.
He's a big dunk dude.
Never heard of him.
He's the one that's notorious for having an amazing one 2 years ago. Like, the best dunk contest
ever. And then he didn't win.
Where's Antetokounmpo?
No, he doesn't do it.
That crap.
And Zion doesn't get in it.
Yeah, that's the whole... Okay.
But...
They let Dwight in. He's 40.
Dwight Howard?
And he comes back with his Superman costume, and I'm like, you're not Superman. Shaq is Superman. You are the wannabe Superman. You tried to be Superman after Shaq. You're not.
And then I thought Dwight was going to get some sympathy votes because he was all Kobe'd out. Because Kobe's supposed to throw him the passes. Mm. That was planned, apparently, before.
Oh, it was.
So then he kind of sympathied it out. I'm like, oh, my God, if they give this to Dwight.
The fact that Gordon, he jumped over Taco Fall and dunked the damn ball.
He did? Seven
and he didn't win.
Right?
Okay, besides his nuts being in Taco Fall's head. But, yes, he
that's
jumped.
Still okay.
Did his nuts actually hit his head?
Oh, yeah. They gave him a shame. Like, if he had any hair on his head, Taco Fall got the he might have got a little ball burn on the top of his head because it came up the neck and it went boom right over his head.
Okay.
But still, that's unbelievable that you can do ball burn to 7'6 Taco Fall.
That is impressive. He should have won. Derrick Jones was cooler because he's a lefty, and I felt like his dunks looked more impressive than they actually are.
Yeah, because his legs are probably
his legs are probably 5 feet long, so he's really only jumping 2 feet. Right? Taco's what, 7?
7'6".
Yeah. I mean, it's not that crazy. These dudes' legs are pretty long.
What?
So the legs are already like 5 feet long, right?
But those legs have to go off the ground.
Yeah. But you're not jumping above the legs. His balls are rubbing against his head.
True. So
he's only trying to just get the balls above his head, not his feet.
Right.
Would be impressive. Coach, stand up right now. I'll get my balls above your head.
Coach, that's the most
genius
thing you've
ever said. You couldn't even get your balls to my mouth.
Let's try.
But
I jump over it.
Take my pants off.
I log on to Twitter and I see Ray dancing in his living room shirtless. I'm like, this dude better have won $10,000.
No, he won $100.
$100.
Coach, what else did you watch? Did you watch the All Star game? Did you watch Celebrity Game?
No, I watched on the first night. It was.
Did you watch the Skills Channel? Oh, the futures.
Rising Stars.
That was pretty dope.
Well,
that was cool. Zion, I mean, had some hammer downs.
They had hammer downs
because they just let him go.
The final 2 minutes of the game, it was just a dunk contest. They'd give it to Zion, then they'd give it to Bridges, and then they'd give it to another guy, and he'd throw it down.
Murray. Which those dunks aren't that impressive to me because it's like, okay.
Well, they didn't make any of them.
Well, just put him in the dunk contest then.
There's a lot of alley-oops.
Like, just put him in the dunk contest if you want him to show off the dunks. In the futures game, whatever, I guess it's just exhibition. That's what the fans want to see. I didn't tune in because that's exactly why. Boring. The All-Star game. I didn't watch a second of it, and everybody's like, it was so good. Then I read a lot of reviews. The first three quarters, fourth quarter was really cool.
Right, and they did a new thing where you got to be the first to 157.
Well, the first to score 24 in the four. I didn't understand.
No,
the rule.
I understood it like this: if you scored 100, when you scored 157 points, the game was over.
Sure, but however they came up with 157, depended on what happened in the first three quarters.
Right.
Interesting.
Because I bet the under. Because right when I turned the TV on,
you talk
coach,
about a numbers nightmare.
When
new
I
rules
turned
and
the
crap?
TV on, coach, on the first quarter, it was the over under was 325. And because they had both scored 50 already. They were already at 100 in the first quarter. And I'm like, holy crap. They're predicting that these guys are going to score 325 points? That's crazy. No, I'll pick the under.
Well, you won then.
So I did win, but that's because they just started shooting threes and missing more.
Oh.
But once they got to whatever the score was in the third quarter, then they decided, 157 was going to be the winner.
Interesting.
But it was still very confusing.
I still don't even understand, like, even reading, I read the rules beforehand, I didn't watch the game, but reading afterwards, I still don't understand how they come up with those numbers. Like, it's neat that it was competitive in the fourth quarter, and that's what everybody was saying. It was like, oh my gosh, they're actually playing defense, and, you know, people are yelling to the refs. Yeah. Like, it's making it interesting. But I still don't even understand it, which is fine because it's an all-star game and you don't have to understand.
It was one damn game. You should have just been watching Adam Scott anyways. He's back after 3 years, folks. He won the Genesis, and Tiger is who we thought he was. He absolutely laid a pooper on Sunday. Tiger.
I love that Ray's talking golf.
I love golf. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Obviously, you're gambling on golf.
Obviously, you picked Adam Scott on the final Sunday.
Obviously, you gambled on golf.
When he was up one, it was even money.
Yes, Eddie, what I did is I hit up Eddie on Saturday because Kansas was up 19 on Oklahoma.
Holy crap. I saw that game was higher scoring than a usual Kansas game.
No. That's why No. I'm talking about Boston.
I'm talking about Boston.
Okay. So this, I don't even have the TV on. And this dude texts me, says, put it all on Boston to win. Money line.
Yeah, Boston.
Red Sox, Celtics? Who are we talking about?
Yes, Coach, the Red Sox.
Who the hell is Boston?
The Celtics. I believe it was Thursday night.
Oh, but yeah.
Was it Thursday night?
No, maybe it was Friday night.
I think it was Friday night.
I think it was the last game of the, yeah.
But I'm saying like Boston University would be a Eddie type.
No, it was the Celtics. Coach, I'm sitting at the house on the couch. I'm with my kids. We're watching. I think they're watching
Frozen, yes.
It's one of those movies. I mean, yeah, it's some cartoon, Coach. It's family night. We got popcorn out.
It all on the Celtics.
Oh, Lunchbox texted me.
And it was the Celtics Clippers, and they go to overtime, okay?
Oh, there's your overtime bet.
No. and the Celtics make the first basket of overtime, so they're up two. And I text Eddie. I said, oh, put it all on the Clippers. Just being funny. Thinking Coach, he'd be watching the game, and he goes, okay.
TV's not on. I'm like, all right, let me go to Bovada.
And he goes, bet place. I go, dude, they're only up two in overtime. He goes, you idiot. And they won.
Coach, they won by like 10 freaking points.
He gave you the lock?
Yeah, but Coach, they were up by 2 points. I was just
trying to be funny. I thought he'd be watching the game because I figured he bet on it. I assumed he bet on it.
Because it was on TV.
Coach, yes. I already told you I don't bet on NBA.
Then
the riskiest
on Saturday,
crap ever.
I gave him another lock. Kansas up 19, and he likes to do where he bets his whole account when they're up huge to win a dollar.
Okay. Yes.
And I said, dude, put it all on Kansas money line. You're gonna win. And he goes, I can't. I got Oklahoma plus 11.
I already had money on Oklahoma.
Dude, Kansas played some basket. They're back. That team, you got a damn good team on your hands right now.
On Wednesday, he was like, they can't score. They're not very good. On Saturday, they're back.
They put up points like a bunch of mofos.
They played well. They played well on Saturday. And Oklahoma's not very good defensively. West Virginia is. Then the scandal that will not die of the Houston Astros. Have you guys been following this at all?
Yes. No. I retweeted Bellinger. It was amazing.
Like,
you retweeted it?
Yeah.
Good, Coach. Good.
I don't.
Hey. Hey, good Coach.
Way to add content. I am just so impressed how much trash talk about the whole thing is going on. And here is Cody Bellinger talking about the Astros cheating and how he feels.
You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show, in the big leagues, lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off. But two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me. Because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I set my team the World Series off for Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, you know, I'm going crazy.
Jeez.
And so he makes some very valid points.
It's perfect. It's good remarks.
Great remarks.
It's a good response to whatever we've been seeing.
Yes, he went step by step exactly like, Why is he going to change? Like, if that's me, you can rip everything off. You can throw dirt on me. Whatever. I'd be going nuts.
And the disrespect thing, I mean, really, like, shouldn't everyone in the Major League lose respect for them?
Everybody should.
Why not?
Everybody should. If you are not on their team, you should lose respect for them. 100%.
I'm all in on that. But other guys have cheated in the past.
Yes.
Yes, but then
But no, here's the thing. I'm actually liking the piling on. Like, I'm cool. I'm about, like, screw the Astros.
Oh, so you're with Bellinger.
Yes, I'm all with every. I'm acting like that. But at the same time, I'm like, people have had grease on their hands before stuff.
But this is worse.
Sammy Sosa
this
had
is worse to me.
Bat.
Right.
Then Chris Bryant said that this is worse than the steroids. He said, this is worse than players that use steroids.
This is pretty bad.
And I started thinking about it. At first, I was like, that's the dumbest statement ever. And then I'm like, he's 100% right.
Because they used electronics.
Because steroids, you still have to hit the ball. You still have to identify what pitch is coming. With this, you know what pitch is coming. So you know the spin of the baseball and where you can kind of, when it leaves his hand, you already know curveball's coming. Fastball's coming. With steroids, all you know is I have quicker reactions, I have quicker reflexes, I can hit it farther. This is worse than steroids.
I have a dumb question.
Yeah, go for it.
Why do they cheat? Like, really? Why do they keep cheating? Why steroids? Why cork in the bat? Why signs?
Always why? Trying to get an advantage.
But why?
Because you want to be you want to win.
Then win.
Win at all costs.
Coach, I just don't understand this mentality of, like, we want to be number one, let's cheat.
They ended up being number one, but then they got caught.
Exactly, and now everyone's just like, screw you guys. Like, I just don't understand the whole point of cheating. You're already in the show. I like it.
I like that.
I'm going to start calling it the show.
Hey, all the guys in the show, man, we hate them, guys.
You've already made the show. Hey, you're already a good team without cheating. Okay, you may not win it all, but try again next year. That's part of competition.
When you have a foolproof plan, which they pretty much
did.
Why not, Gino?
Coach, loose lips sink ships.
Eventually, some of those players are going to leave that locker room, and they're going to be disgruntled because you didn't re-sign them. Mike Myers.
Of course.
And that's how – I don't know how you can keep that quiet, like how you think that you're going to be able to, for the rest of history, keep that under wraps.
I just don't understand the point of cheating. I don't get it.
Then Carlos Correa comes back with a rebuttal for Bellinger.
Which I wouldn't think he's got nothing to say.
He does an interview with Ken Rosenthal, and it's like 18 minutes long.
Let's play it. I got to go to the bathroom anyway, Coach.
I will post the whole clip on our Twitter.
Oh, 18 minutes? Coach, do 18 different clips.
We will go ahead and play it now.
No, but this is the part that I
break
really
it up
like.
In 18.
Okay, right. Hit it.
Whatever people have to say. The facts that people have to say, we got to take that on the chin. But what I, like I said before, what doesn't sit well with me is when you say false statements. If you don't know the facts, if you're not informed, this is America, Ken. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you gotta shut the
That's the show.
That is what I'm talking about.
Wait, why do we bleep it? What did he say?
Shut the F up.
F-O.
He said, what's crazy.
What's the fact he's talking about?
So he is talking.
Going on a t-shirt? Changing
his
shirt?
He said facts a lot.
He was talking about, he went on there and he defended Altuve. He said, Altuve never used a cheating system. He did not use the trash can. He's impeccable. He got mad when one time someone hit the trash can. He came back and he said, no, I will not be a part of it. And I do not need the trash can. I can't hit that way. Him, Josh Reddick, and Tony Kemp, he said, all three of those guys refused the system. They said, we do not want to use it. Those three guys said no.
You know the problem with cheating and getting caught?
You all get wrapped in.
It doesn't matter. Now we don't know who to believe.
But Correa said, I used it. I did use it.
Still don't believe you.
Well, no, I believe him. He said
used
it.
I get it. But if he wants to defend anyone, I can't take his word for...
That's the problem. And then he just kept going on and on about how Altuve has been doing it for so long, and he doesn't need to cheat, and he never used a buzzer. He never used the trash can. And Altuve, he got up there and apologized. He apologized. He never apologized for using the system because he didn't use it. He apologized for being part of a team that used it.
He apologized for the bases being loaded every time he came up to bat because all of them were hitting trash cans. So he's like, man, this is awesome every time I come up to bat.
And what was great is when he is talking to Bellinger, he's like, obviously Bellinger doesn't know the facts, or he's really bad at reading comprehension because he doesn't understand what the facts said in the report. And he just goes at Bellinger. Wow. And then he's talking to Ken. And when he says, shut the F up, he turns and looks right at the camera and says, he needs to shut the F up. It was like, I'm sending you a message. It is, this is, has me so hyped for the baseball
Dude,
season.
I can't wait for the show.
Did I read that there's going to be some protection of batters?
Then Dusty Baker comes out, who is now the manager of the Astros, terrible hire, and says, okay. I expect... Major League Baseball to protect our players.
Yeah, there needs to be a security guard next to the umpire.
No.
The umpire, there needs to be a cop. So batter, catcher, umpire, cop.
What if you miss the hitter and you hit the cop?
You get assault on a police officer.
Go to jail, dude. God.
He then shoots you.
Directly to jail, don't pass go.
So he's saying, I expect them to protect our players because they're going to get hit.
Yeah.
If they don't get hit every single series, I mean, one pitcher every series to me in my mind is going to hit someone intentionally.
So do we just watch the rest of the Astros game?
You have to.
Just to see who gets hit?
It has to start from day one of the season.
Let me say this about Altuve. Mad respect that he didn't use the system.
We don't know if he did or not.
But also, it's one of those systems where some people might not like it to hit. Like, right. He can throw off your timing. So, Shaw is such a respectful guy. Maybe he just didn't like how it throws you off a little bit. You don't hear it till a second before. And these
and
guys
it gets
are all
in
about
your
timing.
Head.
Yeah. So, he was like, I don't want that system because it probably won't help me.
Well,
right.
But that's okay. But
right.
If he said no to it.
Yeah.
And I hope it's right because I like Altuve, which is another thing. You cheer for certain guys. But it is so crazy how much is – and then Manfred comes out and says, yes, we're going to send a memo league-wide saying we can't bean people. And then about the players getting immunity for, giving their testimony, he said, we didn't take the World Series back because, really, what's the big deal about taking back a piece of metal? Really? A piece of metal? You take back that World Series championship. I am now on board with taking it back.
Oh, yeah.
Vacate the title.
Yes.
Don't give it to the Dodgers.
What year was this?
17. Don't give it to the Dodgers. Vacate it.
I bet I get betting money back.
But why wouldn't you give it to the Dodgers?
Dodgers didn't win.
Well, see, I watched UFC this weekend.
And oh, you did?
Did you buy it?
No, it was free. It was on ESPN Plus. But and just side note real quick, on these, like, there were two out of, I don't know, what, 20 fights? There were two fights that had where the fighter got disqualified. He was leading 100%. He would have won the fight.
Something hit him down the opponent?
Kneed him down or whatever. Twice. And so they give the other person, who clearly would have lost, the victory. So I think in this sense, don't you just give the second place winner the trophy? If you can't give it to the winner...
Nah, it's one of the, you can vacate it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think the Dodgers want, deep down they think they could have won the World Series. But in this clip, Correa does go game by game that the Astros won and says, look, runner on second base. How did he get on second base, first of all, is the one question.
Like, I'll tell you how.
Yeah. You got a trash can around here?
That's how he did it.
He doesn't really break down how they got on second, but the big hits came with the runner on second, and he goes, they are using multiple codes when there's a runner on second, so we have no idea what they're using. The playoffs are too important. They're not using the same signals they were using in the regular season, and when there's runners on, they are totally different. It's like Morse code out there. So we got big hits. And then, look, we won Game 7 on the road. We didn't cheat there. And so he made some – he broke it down, which was interesting – but, man, this thing has me so hyped. Like, I'm so like, oh, wow, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, you're right. You know what? Steroids, not as bad. So now I look at it and I'm like, none of these guys can get in the Hall of Fame. If steroid guys can't get in the Hall of Fame, you can't put these guys in.
Yeah.
And the apology tour has just been so bad. They've bungled this whole thing. They had a month, 2 months to come up with something, and it's just been a disaster.
Because the main guy didn't accept any responsibility.
Right, the owner, Jim Crane, sounded like a doofus up there, an absolute doofus. And then for Manfred to say, yeah, we just didn't think it was a big deal to take back a piece of metal. Like, who calls the World Series championship trophy a piece of metal? No! The commissioner has screwed this whole thing up. It's been bananas, and it is awesome to read.
And they're about to report, right?
They're there. Oh. Spring training, let's go. That's where all these interviews are happening. That's why they're there. It's like, let's get this started. Chris Bryant, Bellinger, they're all talking about it because they're at spring training.
Man.
Damn, if you feel like if the show loses respect for the entire Astros club.
Yeah, then what happens if they get traded to that team? I mean, it's just so...
Dude, but imagine like every team playing the Astros. They want to kill them.
They want to kill them.
This is going to be a
great... But I'm saying everybody's piling on the Astros, so I'm just kind of piling on too.
Even though me too.
Even though I'm like, oh, people have cheated in the past, but I'm piling on. Screw the Astros.
I'm like, everybody cheats. I think everybody... I think they all cheat. I think all teams cheat. They do something. They have systems.
Stupid.
But...
Just don't get it.
You got caught. And then your apologies are even worse. It just sound like, blah, 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 like we won the world. It didn't help us. We won the games fair and square. No, it helped you. You did it for a reason. Like, it helps you. Yes. You wouldn't do it if it didn't help.
Yeah.
Period. It's just baffling.
I was explaining it to my fiance this weekend, and she didn't even know about it. And I had to, from day one, I had to explain it from the ground up. And she's like, are you serious? And I go, yeah, it's the biggest thing in baseball right now. These guys were cheating by hitting on a trash can. So I'm like, whenever we go to the local team here, don't you get near that trash can and hit it.
Don't hit on yourself. Bang on your seat.
Trying to get the ice cream off her spoon. What? What happened?
Hey, you know we got to go to the Sounds game and hit a little trash can.
Why not?
It's a funny joke.
It's hilarious.
Can we take a or little
you bring
trash
your,
can?
No, you bring your aluminum trash can with you and see if they'll let you in the stadium.
There has to be a huge rule at Minute Maid Park where they're just like, uh-uh.
No trash. No.
No trash cans.
Don't be
an a-hole.
Like, just you got to do it once because that would be the pretty big laugh. You just hit a trash can twice.
Then I think about okay, there's bat boys, there's police officers, there's every in the dugout.
Yeah.
They had to know too. You had to trust them to not say anything.
Nah, they didn't know anything.
Coach.
The bat boys in the locker room.
Why do they keep hitting the trash can over there? It's annoying as hell. Tell them to shut up. Like, everybody was involved.
I think everybody in that dugout
had to hear it outside of the... imagine in the dugout, it was like this. You're just trying to... Hey, man, so how's it going? All right, yeah, hey, so...
What pitch was he throwing? What did you see there? Why didn't you throw that ball?
Coach, it's constant banging. Hey, what's been going on with your wife? Have you guys been out? Okay. What's been going on with your wife? You guys been out?
Yeah, but what if, like, really they mask it by taking a cleat off and just banging the trash can?
It had to be loud enough for the guys to hear.
Yeah,
so
loud. No, coach, come on, look. Take my shoe off. Just getting dirt off my shoe.
That's still loud, though.
I know. That's the whole point. No one's thinking, okay, Correa, stop hitting the freaking trash can.
But it's the entire nine innings you're cleaning dirt off your shoe?
I want to know who is the person that was hitting. Did they ever say that?
Hey, what kind of dirt do they have on this?
Was it ever where they'd trust the bat boy? Hey, you're on trash can today.
Hey, curveball, you're hitting.
Or even sometimes the coach, they go, John just went to, oh. Okay.
What? I'm just cleaning my cleats.
Hey, Altuve went to the bathroom. Can somebody else get on trash can duty? Dude, the manager comes over. He's hitting it.
All right. Okay. Nolan Ryan comes down. Okay.
Mike Scott. Denny Walling.
No wonder.
Hey, Jose Cruz.
Oh.
Is he part of it still?
No, I don't think he's still there.
Oh, okay. He used to be a third base coach.
Yeah, Jim DeShays.
Bregman. They probably made him do it, everyone. They're like, Bregman, get on the can, dude. Go hit it a couple times.
Gosh. Crazy, dude. So interesting. So interesting. I cannot wait. And, I don't know. In Major League Baseball, the first time the Astros get beamed, it's going to have to be.
They'll probably spring training.
I hear you right now.
No, they're not going to waste it in spring training.
They're not?
No.
It always seems if we make a big deal about something, oh, they're going to get beaned. I bet the beaning really doesn't happen. I bet they make some rule. You're going to get crazy fined. Maybe there's a bean here with the Dodgers and Astros, but I bet it's not every team beaning them. Because I believe that, but I'm just saying I think it's going to be opposite. I bet nobody beans them.
I just can't believe the players are not suspended. If you get busted for steroids, you miss half a year. You get busted cheating even, and you get nothing.
I know,
but
it's just such
nothing.
A tough thing nothing. To tie them to it. It was banging on a trash can, not banging drugs in your veins.
But they admitted to what they did.
I know, but I first of all, it's never been penalized before. But yeah, it should be penalized the same. If somebody gets busted with pine tar, it's probably 10 games
So from now on, you can do it, and if you get caught, I can't get suspended. They didn't get suspended. Like, you have to set up.
How do you suspend a whole team?
Sorry.
And they start the season off with 0-0-0-10?
Or you stagger them. Or you stagger the suspensions, like Correa gets 20 games, so it's the first 20 games.
That'd be cool, dude. They start the season 0-20. Sorry. Good luck catching up.
Yeah, you want to cheat? Like this? I mean,
wow! And they have that camera on Minute Maid Park, game day.
Hey,
no one.
Here,
there.
Here we go. Dodgers warming up, and they win by default. They win by default.
Wonder what that.
The team still has to show.
Yeah,
up.
They still have to show up,
and they still have to score runs.
They still have to submit their lineup card.
Bovada still sets a line. It's like Dodgers minus 20.
Hey, they got to hit off the pitching machine.
Hey, that is not a bad idea.
Just make them 0-20.
That's how you punish them. Good luck.
I mean, that's just so, or hey, how about this? Astros first 20 home games can't have any fans in the stadium. Just played on an empty stadium.
I mean, it's basically like that with the show.
Hey,
anyways.
Can't sell concessions.
Yeah, so I mean,
oh, that'd be fun to go there. Hey, sweetie, did you bottle your own water?
Hey, no one goes. They do it by like, all right, well, there are no fans here.
All the fans, none of them are liquored up. They look like they're having a miserable time. We realize alcohol is the reason we go to the games.
So cool. So I mean, it's just, I mean, just the tidbits of information and quotes from all these players has been great.
I like that they're going hard. That's sweet.
Yeah, and big news over the weekend, guys. I'm going to be a dad on Wednesday.
Coach!
Whoa, coach, don't cry. Oh, whoa, my gosh, here whoa. He goes. Hey, he's about to cry.
So, Friday, we went to see the doctor. We go once a week to a specialist, then we go to the doctor once a week, and my wife's blood pressure is getting up there, and so they're starting to get worried about health complications, and we are not due for another 3 weeks. So that means we are inducing labor at 1 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
Wow.
Which
wait, wasn't it 1 a.m.?
Yeah. Which I do not understand the hospital making you get there at...
Can't do it at 9,
Coach,
10,
what
get
about
a little
the
sleep
podcast
in?
And the show?
Coach, can we do it from the hospital?
Yeah, if you guys want to come.
Do it from the waiting room?
We could do it.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't know how long...
Get Mike D, just bring all the gear.
Like, I don't know how long the labor is going to take because we're inducing. I don't know how long that takes, but we got to get there at 12:30 a.m. to get checked in. 1 a.m., they hopefully have us in a room. And I'm so annoyed because they don't let you get a night's sleep beforehand. It couldn't be 7, 8 a.m. where you get a good night's sleep. You come in. Instead, we're going to be up all night. Then we're going to have a child when you get no sleep anyway. And we're having a kid Wednesday. I mean, three weeks early, I'm freaking out.
Coach, what's the line on the gender?
Even.
It's even. Because I mean,
it's even. But no, you don't have
hey,
any
do you
special
bet?
Yeah, I do. Oh. What, Coach, do you have any special
Well, I mean, the one lady,
feelings?
One lady at the restaurant a couple weeks ago came up to my wife and grabbed her pregnant belly and said, oh, you're definitely having a boy. And she's only been wrong once in her life.
Don't she know just goes up to random people? And,
yeah, okay. I don't know the lady, so okay. I don't know how she would know.
So her record could be Astro'd.
Yeah, right. It could be Astro'd because she never sees the people again, so she doesn't know if she's right or wrong.
Okay.
My niece, who is 3, had a dream that we were having a girl.
All right, I like
that.
Because
she said she woke up the next morning and told my sister, and said, isn't it cool Aunt Ra-Ra's having a girl? And she's like, what? And she goes, yeah, I had a dream. Wow. My mom had a dream. Girl. My cousin, he texted me yesterday. He goes, dude, I had a weird dream last night. You're having a girl. And I said, weird, because we're getting induced Wednesday. He's like, that's crazy.
Okay, me. What did I say at the very beginning?
Girl.
Girl.
Really?
Yes.
He said the way she's carrying it.
I've just always, even when I think about, like, Lunchbox's baby.
I don't know
baby,
if I want to bet it, because I haven't even been around
what
your
do you
wife.
Mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't know, Coach. It's even.
Coach, you can tell what somebody's going to have if you can get a feel of the baby.
No,
the size? If it's a big old boy, Coach. Girls are more petite. You can tell.
Well,
it's a boy
we're looking.
In there.
We're looking at like 7 pounds right now,
Coach. That's about.
Oh, that's a boy.
You can get a boy 7 pounds.
Is he really?
Yeah, 7 pounds. A little over 7 pounds.
You going boy?
Yeah, it's a boy.
I go girl.
But there is that new girl dad movement.
Hey, you want to be a girl dad?
Dude.
Coach, will you buy the shirt and everything? Is this girl dad? And
no, I will not buy that. I will not do any of that.
Who do we want our exclusive interview with? Him? Or the wife after the birth.
Or the doctor.
Or the doctor. Sir, what was it like being underneath her?
Dude,
can you describe the scene?
Dude, we got to get the XFL cameras in there. Interviewing the doctor as the baby's coming out. That'd be incredible.
Coach, the podcast is there from ground day zero.
Coach, so your dad's going to be there.
My dad's going to be there. My mom's going to be there. Her parents are going to be there. Stop.
What? Didn't say anything.
You said, I love your mom. I don't know, but I think my sister-in-law's coming in, but I don't know.
Hey, Coach, so that we have all those guests.
Dude, more people are flying into this than a Titans home game, dude. This is big.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean,
are they here now?
No, they get here tomorrow, Tuesday. They get here Tuesday. My parents had booked their flight for late next week because we were supposed to be, we're 3 weeks out and or 2 weeks from now, and so they had to redo their flights and reschedule everything.
Okay, so you're here tomorrow.
I'm here tomorrow, and then I'm out.
And then you're out.
Then I'm out.
So then Wednesday we're off. Thursday, are you still going to be at the hospital?
Yeah, I should be.
Out of respect to the new birth and life, I say we take that podcast off as well.
Coach, you don't want to do it live?
I'm kidding. Let's go.
Do it live from the room?
Coach, if we show up at the hospital with podcast equipment and cords hanging everywhere, yeah, they're going to beat us with a stick and tell us to get the hell out of the hospital.
Get the germy crap out of here.
I mean, or you could wait till next week and come do it live from the house. I mean, it doesn't matter. But it's going down Wednesday. I am father of two on Wednesday at some
point. Maybe
we'll
just call you.
Which... yeah.
Who do we want the phone call interview with? Him or his wife?
We'll pass the phone around.
She's going to be going through more than him. He's just a coach. She's a player.
I mean, she's actually in the game. She is.
You're right. Are you delivering the baby at all?
Yeah.
You're going to catch it?
No, I don't catch it. The doctor catches that.
Okay.
It's too slimy.
Coach, real talk.
Because I'm scared I'll drop it.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Your last baby.
Yeah, I saw it come out.
What's that like?
You're a gross, gross man.
No, it's really not that gross. It's pretty incredible.
Okay, forget the baby. Take the baby out of it. And you're looking at it.
Okay, that's a little crazy. That's a little crazy.
Do you look at that and be like, how is that going to work again?
You look at it, you're like, well,
that's beautiful.
It?
First, it's beautiful, right?
First, it's beautiful. Then you think, how the hell is that thing going to come out of there? And then it does, and you're like, how are we going to fix that up?
Oh, fix it up.
Yeah.
Really? It's not just natural?
No, they stitch it.
Woo! I didn't know any of this stuff.
Yes.
All my kids were C-section.
You not ever read a textbook?
No, coach. Not on that. You read about this? Why are you reading about this?
Yeah, I mean.
You've never had Saturday morning reading sessions?
No.
Yeah, that's
really?
Yeah.
I thought that's natural. Well, how did they do in the old days? They just left it all.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but man, I'm super pumped, and I can't freaking wait, and I'm so nervous. And
so the last time it was born premature.
6 weeks. This one will be 3 weeks premature.
3 weeks. Does it still have to be in intensive care?
Not. They say 37. We get to 37 weeks tomorrow, which is what they consider good enough, like full term pretty much.
Yeah.
And so they don't think it'll go to the NICU, but we're hoping.
That's great.
So made it 37 weeks, and then we go in tomorrow night. I mean, 1 a.m. Ugh.
We'll let our listeners know the hospital so they can go support.
Nope.
Yeah, send gifts.
Nope. Not going to do that. Nope.
Hey. The podcast listeners show up.
Hey, what room number?
The sore losers show up. The
Mo
crowd
from Tampa locks flies in.
Hey, Taylor Dial comes in with his Croc shoes.
Yeah. Oh man.
CeeLo South Padre.
Yeah. Everybody shotgunning White Claws in the lobby.
Packer girl Ashley White.
Frankie Knuckles.
Frankie Knuckles.
B Hands. Oh man. Hey. I don't know. But yeah,
B Hands, your Vegas guy.
Yeah, he's a Vegas
stupid
guy.
Stupid Alonzo Gomez comes.
Hey. But yeah, here we go. Karmic. Karmic comes.
Karmic.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be crazy.
Dude, I wish we did better though.
Carrick.
Whatever his name, Karmic. I don't know.
What would you be willing to put on it? It would just be a you me bet for a Bovada $100.
Voucher. Oh,
guys, you guys got Sore Losers Locks coming in this week. You don't need me.
Is he coming in?
And that's what
then
you said.
Then we got our third.
Great.
I got to check my calendar. I got people coming every weekend. Yeah, maybe he's this weekend. Maybe he knew.
Hey, I'm out Friday, so we're not going to have a podcast on Friday.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do it with me. It'll be me, and I'll get the cleaning lady or somebody.
Oh, yeah, they're cool. They're really nice. I've talked to them.
Yeah, we talked to them. Yeah. I mean, it's great.
I mean, when I'm not here, you guys pull anybody in. Who'd you pull in last time? Web Girl 2?
Yeah,
yeah,
Morgan number 2.
Hey, look, it was Valentine's Day. We were just like, oh, let's talk about love. And she had some love questions, so we just brought her in. Well, sorry, dude.
No, it's fine. I'm balls deep in a nap.
Did you get your feelings hurt?
And I see that a podcast got posted.
We knew you'd been balls deep all week, so we're like, man, we got to let him go.
Wait, did you not tell Ray that we were?
No.
Oh,
I was deeper.
Why
than
do you
balls-
do that? Remember the last time that happened? Remember, you walk in the break room and me and Ray are eating. You get pissed, you leave, and you come back later and did a
Can
podcast.
We talk about happy times? Like I'm having a child in 2 days.
Let's go.
Like I'm having a child in 2 freaking days.
Coach, are we getting cigars?
Yeah, they don't allow that at the hospital.
Oh, they don't? No. Okay.
They frown on that.
Do you want to do a Bovada voucher?
Yeah.
Okay, 50?
50.
Okay, what do you think,
girl.
Guy or girl?
Girl.
He just said girl, and then you go, guy or girl?
I've always thought girl.
All right, I'm going to go that guy.
Is that what you want? Or
I
is
have
that...
to, so that we got to bet the each way.
All right.
A $50 Bovada voucher.
$50.
Shake?
Yeah.
Air shake.
Hey,
air
shake. What if hermaphrodite?
Hey, dude, it happens.
Who wins?
Oh.
Three nipples or two?
Huh?
That happens. Sometimes they're born with a third nipple.
Coach, anyways, I'm going guy.
You can't, hey, there aren't prop bets, extra nipple.
Six toes.
I would also like to do the time would be awesome, too.
Oh, how are you going to do the time?
That's more That's interesting.
Great. That's great.
The closer to the exact
he's
time?
Tweeting it out. I mean, because I don't know exactly the details, but what if it was noon?
I told you the details. We get there at 1 a.m., and then it's just, I have no idea what happens. We could be there
so
for 20 hours.
Is it before noon or afternoon?
It'll be before noon.
Well, I'd go after easily.
You'll go after noon?
Yeah.
And oh, is this a double bet?
And you get there at 1 a.m.?
1 a.m.?
Before noon. You're out of your mind.
So you got two separate bets?
You think she's doing a 24-hour labor?
Sometimes they do.
All right. I'll go under.
So you guys
under noon, he's doing afternoon.
So two separate bets, though.
Yes. 50-50. Yeah.
So we could even be even, or some guy could win 100.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I love it.
That's how we do it. Hey, degenerates right
Coach,
here.
But you need us with the exact time.
Oh, I know the exact time. My first kid was born at 5:59 p.m.
Dang, Coach.
Perfect.
Good.
Afternoon.
Can't even tell you when my kids are born.
Yeah. It's only been a year and a half. I don't
remember where they were born.
Hey. It's only been a year and a half. It's pretty easy.
That's true.
And I just remember my wife sitting there going, gosh, I wish we could have this done by 6. And the doctor goes, don't worry, we're going to have this done by 6. That was like at 5:05, and then at 5:59, baby came out.
Boom.
So
call the doctor. He knows.
It's a girl.
She'll know.
It's a girl doctor.
She'll know.
She'd be a great guest on the podcast.
Really?
She can give you play-by-play. She's amazing.
Play-by-play of what? XFL?
Whatever. The baby being birthed.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody done?
Have a great day. Yeah, happy Monday.
All right.
I came in hype today. God, that Astro stuff has me so hyper.
No, we can tell, Coach. We can tell.
All right, sorry.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Right.